welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show, where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You're very welcome along. This is episode 4, series 45, in which we're talking about uncertainty, something which I feel a huge amount of in my life at the moment. We've covered some really interesting stuff so far, and I'm fascinated to know where the next 6 episodes are going to take us. Welcome to Walk the Pod. I'm walking around the park behind the hospital again this lunchtime, taking away a break away from my desk, inviting you to do the same. Step away from your keyboard. Leave those emails behind for 10 minutes and take a little stroll in nature. The nature I'm walking over at the moment is a bunch of catkins, which I'll be honest, I didn't even see in the trees when I was here earlier in the week, so I don't know where they've come from or whether I was walking over them but it was so grey and mist that I just didn't notice them. But today they are picked out by beams of sunlight, which is so lovely. So I'm noticing them today because they're directly in front of me, and also because the sun is shining on them. And one of the things I want to talk about today is uncertainty and joy, because I realised yesterday that actually if there was no uncertainty, there would be no joy, if that makes sense. The glimmers of joy that we look for and that we identified when we were talking about joy in a previous series as being something which is fleeting and transient, and we can't expect to be in a state of joy for very long, maybe a millisecond at a time, is absolutely dependent on a state of uncertainty. Because otherwise, you know, there would be no glimmers of joy, because if there was no uncertainty, there would be nothing different and everything would be the same all the time. So I suppose the point I want to make today is a positive one about uncertainty, which is that actually a state of uncertainty can be the reason why life is enjoyable. Because if everything was certain all the time, we'd be bored, wouldn't we? Maybe you wouldn't be bored, but I'd be bored. Depends what kind of person you are, and I'm afraid I'm one of those idiots who quite enjoys a state of uncertainty, but only up to a point. And some people don't like it at all. So I suppose I'm talking to people who don't like uncertainty at all, just to say if absolutely everything was the same all of the time, it would be quite boring. We'd all be in a Sunday afternoon episode of Hancock's Half Hour staring at the wall, wouldn't we? So it's just something to think about. So when I think about, you know, why it's so absolutely blissfully brilliant that the sun is shining today, it is because I wasn't sure it would be like this today. I thought it might be grey and miz and horrible again. Grey and miserable and horrible, like it has been for the last few days in the UK. And the fact that it isn't, the fact that the sun is beaming down on SW17, the fact that that black pup over there in the park is absolutely frolicking like it's never seen sunshine before, very much is the same as I feel standing in this sunbeam. So uncertainty can be useful in that sense. I've been talking to you about the music on the pod in the last few episodes. I've sorted out the music in the introduction on the pod today, and I'm proud to have done so. And I'm thinking I quite like the idea of the middle part of the podcast not having any music, because that way you can hear the bird song more clearly and you can hear the what's going on in the park a bit more. There's a bird up in a tree tweeting at the moment, and I'm going to have to put the Merlin app on to actually identify it for you, because I cannot tell you from my brain what it is. But it's very, very cheerful, whoever and whatever it is. I am honestly so grateful for this project at the moment. It is keeping me sane at a very busy and uncertain time at work, so I've thanked you already for coming with me, but thank you again just for giving me a reason to step away from my desk at lunchtime. I probably wouldn't do it nearly as often if it wasn't for the sake of everyone who would go, hey, Where's the episode, Rach, if I didn't publish it by 2 o'clock? So, very, very grateful indeed for you. And it's not even Grata Tuesday. It's Grata Thursday, if anything. Big old exhale as we walk around the park. Quite excited to hear that because Oppenheimer won all the Oscars, it's going to be back in the cinemas quite soon. So I'm hoping to catch that because I haven't seen it yet. If you've seen Oppenheimer, I'm sure you're very excited for me. Everybody seems to be very, very, very hyped about it, including the people who pick the gongs. So, yes, that might be something that happens over the weekend. And of course, to give you an allotment update, because I know you're all interested in the allotment, the kids and I painted half of the shed last weekend. So this weekend, there is definitely a little bit of extra painting to do, if we can. So we'll see whether that comes off or not. What can I see directly in front of me? Well, as I said, I'm walking around a small play park, a walled garden behind a large hospital in southwest London. Imagine an enormous industrial building with a helipad on the roof and a huge tower that climbs into the sky and belches smoke from its from the very top of its tower every so often. And then behind it, a little green lung, a mini lung, with a few plane trees, a large patch of green, sort of a baseball field's worth of green, and a space for pups to frolic and a little play park for tots, in which there are no tots today. That's where I'm walking. And it's just so nice to be in a sunbeam. I cannot tell you, dear friends, how uplifting it is. So lovely to be out. And so nice to be able to do a little bit of creative work in and amongst the other tasks that I need doing. I'd like to reach out again to everybody listening and say uncertainty is our topic this month, and I would absolutely love to hear your thoughts on it, because my thoughts are only what I can dredge out of my brain and the internet. I'm more interested to know what it means to you, really. Do you see it as something to be avoided at all costs, or do you alternatively see it as something which makes life interesting, which is, I suppose, the point I've been trying to make today? If you go to walkthepod.com, you'll get to my little list of links which will take you to various places, including the Walk the Pod website, my newsletter, the social media platforms that I am on, because social media can mostly get in a bin, but most importantly the leave a voice note for Walk the Pod button, which will take you to SpeakPipe, which will then give you 90 seconds to record your beautiful voice with all of your thoughts about uncertainty for me. And if you could do that for me, I can put it in the very next episode. One of the things I'm really enjoying about this rather tedious work of migrating from Spotify to Podbean is that I'm still able to record this entire thing on my mobile phone. I can do so in a very kind of quick way. So if you record me a voice note today, I can put it in the episode tomorrow. And that is very exciting. When I used to make podcasts back in the day, it was very time consuming. You could only really release an episode a week because it took so much energy just to do all the post-production that was necessary. Admittedly, a much longer programme. But I really love the fact that I can record this at lunchtime and it can be in your ear 30 minutes later. And I really, really enjoy the fact that if somebody leaves me a voice note from anybody, from anywhere in the world, I can put it in the show for the very next day. And that's a lovely thing to be able to offer. So walkthepod.com, press the button, Mark, leave a voice note for Walk the Pod. And if you're having any difficulty with the podcast itself or getting a voice note to me, please email walkthepod@gmail.com. And if you prefer to type rather than talk, you can email your thoughts on uncertainty to me there as well. Thank you for listening, dear friends. Thank you so much for walking with me this lunchtime. It's been an absolute tonic to step away from my desk and commune with you in nature. If you'd like to send me a walking report, you can do that in exactly the same way as sending me your thoughts about uncertainty. I would love that. I've already had one from John in Regent's Park this series, which is beautiful. And if you're thinking, do you know what, Walk the Pod is a tonic for me as well, you might want to join the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club, and you can do that via walkthepod.com too. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other. I wish you a glimmer of joy, a frequent glimmer of joy in this imperfect day. And I look forward to being back with you at lunchtime tomorrow.